The Gemara in the above in the base tries to prove that Rava holds matana manas lahaz ishna matana from a statement he makes about esrig. The Amar Rava helech esrig zeh amenashikas direyoli netolov efziro yotza vimlav lo yotza. If someone makes a t'nai that take this esrig yotze but amenashikas direyoli you have to return it to me. So says Rava, if he does return it, then he's yotze the mitzvah. If he doesn't return it, l'mafrei it turns out to be gezel, it's not a good matana. And it was never shalom. But it sounds like if he does return it, if he's mekayim the tenai, then he's takayotze. If he's mekayim the tenai, then he's takayotze. If he's not mekayim the tenai, then he's not yotze because the maisa wasn't kayim. The matona was not kayim. So Tosfos says, how can that be? Even if he's not mekayim the tenai, the whole tenai is batal. We know that there's a rule that if you formulate the tenai appropriately, if you formulate the tenai al pi mishpatei hatnoim, based on the rules of tenaim, so then the maisa is dependent on the tenai. But if you don't formulate the tenai based on dinei hatnoim, but rather you formulate it some other way, what are the rules of the tenai? So we know in Parashas Matos we have the tenai of Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain. So the Torah says at the end of Parashas Matos, so he formulated the tenai. He puts the hein kodem lelav, the positive. If they go into Eretz Yisrael, they fight for Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, then they get Eretz Gilad, positive. If they do the positive, they fulfill the tenai, then they get the positive, then they get the maisa. They don't fulfill the tenai, then the mice is not going to be kayim. So he puts the hain before the lav. He puts the tenai kodem lemaisa. Im yavru, then unasatem lahem. He puts the tenai kodem lemaisa, and he's kofil the tenai. He says both the hain and the lav. He says if they do the right thing, then they will get the mice. They will get what they want. They'll get the yerusha they want. And if they don't do the right thing, then they're not going to get it. So the mishpatei hatnoim, certain rules of how you have to formulate the tenai. That's how the tenai of Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain was formulated. And the Gemara later on has a Mishnah. The Gemara Kedushin, Mishnah is in Kedushin, and Daf Samach Aleph, they have a Mishnah, Machlokes Tanoim, if you need a tenai kafel, but presumably you paskan that you need a tenai kafel. Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Tnai She'enu Ketnai Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain Eino Tnai. Rabbi Meir says that you have to formulate the Tnai like a Tnai of Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. She'nema, he quotes the pasuk. Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Omer Tzar Chadav La Omer. No, you don't really need a Tnai Kofel. The reason why they have to formulate it that way is She'il Molei Kein Yesh B'Mashrin She'afilu Be'eretz Kanan Lo Yinchalu. If they wouldn't have said the opposite, that if they don't go into Eretz Yisrael to fight on behalf of Bnei Yisrael, then you would think that they wouldn't get anything. You'd think that if they go in and fight, then they get Eretz Gilad like they wanted. But if they don't go in and fight, then they get zero. So the Pasuk got to say, no, if they don't go in and fight, then they'll get a Yerusha with the rest of Bnei Yisrael. But really, you don't need a Tanai Kafel. That's a Machlokas Tanai. Do you need Tanai Kafel or not? We assume that this is a Machlokas about all of the Dinei Tanai. Do you have to follow the formula of Tanai Gad of Bnei Ruvain or not? And Pashup shall be Paskin like Rabbi Meir, that you have to follow all of the Dinei Tanai of Bnei Gad of Bnei Ruvain. So ask Tosfos, how can Rava say that if the person doesn't fulfill the Tanai by Esrog, then he's not Yotze the Mitzvah because the Matana is not going to be a good Matana, but he wasn't Kofil the Tanai, and without a Tanai Kofil, then we should say, Tanai Bota Lumai Sakayim. If you formulate the Tanai like Tanai Bnei Gad of Bnei Ruvain, so then the Maisa is controlled by the Tanai. If you don't formulate the Tanai like Dinei Tanai Bnei Gad of Bnei Ruvain, so then the Tanai is like a zero. It's as if the Tanai is not there and the Maisa is Kayim, even if you don't fulfill the Tanai. So here, if he wasn't kofil the Tanai, why shouldn't we say Tanai Batel Maisa Kayim? The whole Tanai is null and void because he didn't formulate it properly. Yom Tamar Frektais is back on that Vava Mebeis. Amai Lo Yotza Halo Havak Tanai Kofil. Why do we say that Lo Yotza, if Lo Hech Zero, it wasn't a Tanai Kofil? If it wasn't a Tanai Kofil, then Tanai Batel Maisa Kayim. Yeshlomo says, Tois is the Ika Tanai Lo Boy Kofil. There are some Tanoim that don't require Tanai Kofil. Here it's clear that he wanted his friend to be mevarich on his own esrig, meaning that the person should own the esrig. He wanted his friend. Reuven gives Shimon an esrig, right? And he says, "But tonight that you'll be machzis." So clearly, he wants Shimon to be able to use the esrig. It's understood that he wants Shimon to be able to use the Esrog, and it's also understood that he wants the Esrog back, because he wants to be able to fulfill the mitzvah the next day. So das over here is clear. So it says Tosus, if it's an umdana demucha, if it's clear what his das is, then you don't need tnai shofar. If it's an umdana demucha, then you don't need tnai kafel. We know what the person's das is. He told you he's giving the esrog. He wants you to return it. We know that he is only giving it al tnai that the person returns it, because if he doesn't get it back, then he won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah the next day. Or maybe he's giving it to him as a matana before he himself has fulfilled the mitzvah. Then certainly we know he wants the esrog back so he can be yotze the mitzvah today. Ugdolim izos omrus, says Tosfos, we see something even greater than this. The Gemara and Dafim Tesa Mebeis gives a case. Someone wanted to make Aliyah, and he sells his property. That's what normally happens. You sell your house, he wants to make Aliyah, and in the end, it didn't work out. Wanted to move, wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael, wanted to move and make Aliyah, but in the end, it didn't work out. Somehow, he didn't get the job that he was supposed to get didn't work, didn't pan out, so he wants to stay. Yeah, but the problem is he sold his property, so what does he do? And he didn't tell them it's because he wanted to make Aliyah that he's selling. He didn't stipulate the tnai that it's only because he's leaving that he's selling. He just sold his property. Rav Huna says, Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Dvarim. That's the mukkar of Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Dvarim. There's a whole sugya there on Daf Mem Testament base, all linked to that case. Rav Huna says, Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Dvarim. It doesn't matter what's in his heart. Yeah, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he really was only selling it with that intention, but he didn't specify. He wasn't Mefarish. If he wasn't Mefarish, there's nothing we can do. We can't save him. Says Tosfos, and came Mash Medavka Mishim Blo Pirish. Avlim Pirish Shomer. Avlim Pirish Havi Tanai. Avagav Lo Kafle. Sounds like the problem is he wasn't Mefarish. He didn't say why he's selling his property. But if he indicated why he's selling the property, even if he didn't formulate the tnai, even if he didn't make a tnai bichlal, that's the gedolim mizos. It's greater than our case. In our case, he does make a tnai, just he doesn't formulate the tnai properly. He doesn't have a tnai kafel. There, the deal from the Gemara is that he wasn't mefarish at all. If he were mefarish, if he had a gilui milso, we call it, right? If he said it's because he wants to make aliyah that he is selling the field, even if he didn't stipulate a tanai, right? He didn't really say a tanai, he just indicated why he's selling his house, that would have been enough. That's the gedolim mizos, that there are some situations that as long as you have a gilui milso, it's enough, even if you don't have a tanai bechlal. Here you have a tanai, but it's not a tanai kofu, but it says Tosis, if it's an umdana demuchah, that's what he wants, then you don't need tanai kofu. V'achinami yisav mishamei, yisgabi shchiv mira. Person says, if my wife were pregnant and I'd be expecting children, so then obviously I wouldn't give my nechosim as matana to someone else. But now that my wife is not pregnant, so then I'll give my nechosim. Then it turns out that his wife was pregnant and he has children. Would he have wanted to give his nechosim away if he had children? Obviously not. So says the Gemara in Baruch Basra, it's not a matana, mishum demei kara, lo haya bedaito litnam lo osoploni, im haysa ishto muberes. So says Tosis, achanami, lo beina tanai kofel, kevin shahaya bedaito lakach. Over here, it's clear that he only wants to give the person the esrog if he's going to get it back. So even if he wasn't kofel the tanai, he didn't formulate the tanai properly, we don't say tanai batalu maysa kaya. We don't say that we ignore the tanai and the maysa is kaya. But rather, if the person doesn't give it back, then the matana never occurred in the first place. This is the yesod of Tosfos, that there are some situations where the dinei tnai of bnei gadol bnei ruvein do not have to be followed. That if there's an umdana demuchach, we know what his intention is, then he doesn't have to have a tnai kofel. If he formulates a tnai, that's even better, but sometimes if it's an umdana demuchach kol kach, if he has a gilui milsa, then even if he doesn't say a tnai bechlal, he doesn't formulate a tnai at all. Not only does he not formulate it like the Dine Tanai of Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven, he doesn't say a Tanai at all. That's not necessary. If he has a Gilui Milsa, that's an Umdana Demuchal, then maybe even if he doesn't formulate a Tanai Bechlal. Because as long as we know what his intention is, then there's no need for the Tanai. We know what his intention is, and therefore, if the Tanai is not fulfilled, if his intention is not fulfilled, then the Mice is going to be bought. And this is what Tosfos says, the first part of Tosfos. Tosfos later on echoes a similar sentiment. Right? Tosfos on Daf Mem Tes echoes a similar sentiment, but he just expands it a little bit. He creates three different categories. And he has the same kasha. Mashma davka mishum shelo piresh devarav, avlam piresh devarav lehedja, v'amr b'shasa mecha shu mochram lefi shurotza leleches le'eretz Yisrael, hava hamecha batel. It sounds like if he were mefarish, even if he didn't formulate a t'nai, certainly didn't, he wasn't kofel the t'nai, that would work. And then if he doesn't make aliyah, then he can get his property back. I have a kosha, amai, habi'ina t'nai kofel, v'arei lo hisna, shim lo yelech lo yiskai mamecha. The Tosfos quotes the Ri, the second chalek, the Omer Ri, the Tzarech lechalek v'lomar, you have to distinguish. The Yesh Dvarim Sheinim Tzrichim T'nai Kofol, Ela Gilei Milsa, Danan Sari, Dadai to the Hachi Ovid. Some situations don't require T'nai Kofol, they only need a Gilei Milsa. Like the case on Daf Mem Tes. V'gam Yesh Dvarim Dafilu Gilei Milsa Lo Boy. There's some situations that you don't even need a Gilei Milsa. We know it's in his heart, even if he says zero. We know what's in his heart. He doesn't have to say anything. Not only does he not have to be kofel the Tanai, he doesn't have to formulate the Tanai properly, he doesn't even have to be mefarish anything. Nothing. He doesn't say anything. So how do we know? It's an umdana demuchach legamri. Right? There are some situations where you need mishpatei hatanai. Sorech mishpatei hatanai. Right? You need a Tanai kofel. Some situations, it's an umdana demuchach, then gilui milsa ba'alma is sufficient. That's enough that he's mefarish, pirish. And says Tosfos, there are some cases where it's an umdana demuchach lagamri. It's so clear what the guy's intentions are. Afilu lo pirish. Havi kapirish. Havi kapirish, huke kafa. It's as if he made it tonight. He didn't say anything. But we know what his kavan is. What kind of a case is that? To go nahida kosuk on the chosav lachem v'shamash yesh lo ben. Oh, that last case of Tosfos on the vav. He writes all of his nechosim to someone else, gives them a matana to someone else, then he finds out that he has a child. Shamatana b'teila. The matana is batel. Because we know for sure he'd never give a matan. We give all of his nechasim to someone else if he has a child. It doesn't make any sense. Clearly, he didn't realize that he had a child. So there, not only does he not have to be kofel the tanai, he doesn't have to formulate it properly, he doesn't even have to be mefarish. He doesn't have to have a gilui milsa. We know what his kavana is. He doesn't have to be megal das bichlam. V'chein ha-kosik kol nechasim le'ishto lo asa ela apotropa. If he writes all of his nechasim to his wife, he's not giving his nechasim to his wife. He really wants to give his nechasim to his kids. He makes her an apotropis in charge of the kids to take care of the nechasim on behalf of the children. Ah, but he didn't say anything. Not only did he not formulate the time properly, he didn't say anything. It doesn't matter. We know what his kavana is. If we know what his kavana is, he doesn't have to say anything. V'ishanu omdim shalakachaya b'naito. In our case as well, we assume that he only, if he were mefarish, he has to be, over here he needs to be mefarish. This is, the case on Daf Mem Tes is case number two, not case number three, be careful. If he were mefarish, that he wants to move, and that's why he's selling the field, that's why he's selling his property, even though he wasn't kofel the Tanai, we know that that's what he has in mind. Right, that's what he, as long as there's a gilui milsa ba'alma, then he doesn't need a t'nai kafel. In certain situations, you don't need a gilui milsa either. If it's an umdana demuchach legamri, so then you wouldn't even need a gilui milsa b'chalal. Because we know what his intention is. These are the three dargas that the Ri suggests. Similar to our Tosfos, he just expands it a little bit more. The emes is, Tosfos HaRosh already says, maybe the kasha is not a kasha to begin with. Tosfos has to stand on his head, create different categories. There's an umdana demuchach and an umdana demuchach legamri. Tosfos HaRosh says maybe it's not a shayla b'chalal. So what that the Gemara didn't mention that he was kofel, that Rava's loshen didn't mention the kfelus. The Gemara is not here trying to teach us that halacha. Right? It's just writing in shorthand. But who says, we're not assuming that he was kofel at the time. Maybe in a chanami, you really have to be kofel at the time in all circumstances. He says the Tosa Rush, Ein HaTalmud Medakdek Bilshon Alahazgit Tanai called him Lamaisa, Hein called him Lalav, Utanai Kofel. The Gemara is not medakdek to mention all the Dine HaTanai. He's not coming to teach me dine tnai. Eladin matana manas lahachzi. You want to learn that matana manas lahachzi shema matana. That's what the Gemara is coming to teach me. Of course, we're talking in a situation where he formulated the tnai appropriately. Dim lo keno yatnai botel v'hamatana kayemis. If not, then obviously tnai botel l'maisa kayem. He doesn't formulate a ketnai b'nei goda b'nei ruvein and tnai botel l'maisa kayem. Zok de rosh, the whole kasha doesn't even begin. The whole shia doesn't begin. You know, we could have stopped right here and that's it. Lunchtime. He says there's no diuk to make from the sugya because we're assuming whenever the Gemara has a tnai, it's formulated properly. The Gemara doesn't have to tell us all the formulation. We understand that the Gemara has sugyas in Gittin and sugyas later on in Kiddushin to tell us what the Dine Tanai are. So you have to formulate the Tanai properly. So we assume that that's how the Tanai was made. Tosfos stands on his head and says, no, it's a kasha, and he has to give an answer. Tosfos Rosh says, you don't have to give an answer. The Gemara is assuming that the Tanai was formulated properly. Interesting. Tosfos on Daf Mem Tes quotes a Rashbam who offers a third answer. I'd like to spend a little bit of time on this Rashbam. And then we'll pedal back to apply the svaras that we use for the Rashbam to maybe explain the Rig, to explain Tosfos on Daf Vav, our Tosfos. Question before we start the Rashbam.
Yeah. So I understand that the Gemara doesn't need to go on and explain Tanai Kofel, but to write it in a way that's not, I mean, what the Gemara wrote is still wrong. It wrote it backwards, the order. So once you're going to write something...
Right, so the Gemara often writes it backwards. It's like interesting. Hareat megureshes mimeni, amenashe titni li masayim zuz. That's also backwards, right? You have the maisa, kodem le tanai. It's very rare that the Gemara puts the tanai before the maisa. So the rush is not so strange. You know, basically, it's just an easier way... It's an easier way to talk because we're talking about a gerishin. So first you say, hareat megureshes mimeni, and then we'll say, we mention the tanai. But you should realize that the tanai always has to be formulated before the maisa. It's very common that the order of the dine tanai, the order of the tanai, the formulation of the tanai is always against the dine tanai. So the rush's comment is well taken because he's basically saying, don't be medayik from the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara constantly does this. The Gemara is formulating the tanai in a colloquial way. That doesn't mean that the Tanai actually has to be said that way. It has to be said differently based on the dinim that we know of. Yes?
How does the Tosfos Rosh understand Memtes and the last one?
Because there, he didn't say any Tanai at all. The Rosh would assume that if the Gemara has a Tanai, it's just not formulated properly, so we assume that it was formulated properly. But if there's no Tanai at all, so then Taka... What the diuk is that if you were mefarish, then that would be sufficient. You say,
yeah.
Tosfos says if you were mefarish, that would be sufficient. The Rosh would say no. Even if you were mefarish, maybe that would not be sufficient. Maybe Taka he has to formulate the tanai appropriately. Maybe the diuk of Tosfos is not a proper diuk. Maybe the Rosh would admit that if it's an umdana demuchach legamri, then you don't have to formulate it tanai. Because that's understood, that's in the person's head. Right? It's so clear, then we assume that it's a tos. Right? We assume he just made a mistake. If he writes all of his nechasim to someone else, and then it turns out he has a child, so that's mamash a tos. That's a mistake. Just like if a person buys yayin from someone else, yayin v'nimtza chometz, it turns out that the guy gives him vinegar, that's a mekach tos, that's a tos in the guf ha-mekach, so of course that's going to be chozer. He doesn't have to stipulate, and if you give me vinegar instead of wine, then the mekach is going to be batel. It's obvious. If he said, I want to buy wine, then it has to be wine. So just like a tos in the guf ha-mekach is chozer, because that's a tos. So a tos in das, right? If we know for sure it's a tos in his das, then that should be chozer as well. So if it's an umdana demuchach, legamri, if it's clear, absolutely clear what his das is, like category 3, maybe the Rosh would take admit that you don't have to be mefarish anything because it's understood what his kavana is. And if that's not fulfilled, then it's a tos. The Rosh might argue with the Ri about the second category, though. He'd say, if it's an umdana demuchal, you think that you know, but you don't necessarily know completely, and maybe the rules of Tanaim apply in such a case as well. We talk of the rules of Tanaim, would apply. And even if a person is mefarish in the sugya and daf mem tes, maybe Taka, you would need a Tanai kafel according to the Rosh. Yes?
What about the case of Esrog, though? I mean, when you lend someone your Esrog, isn't it assumed that they're going to give it back to you? Especially, like, you need to have your own, so isn't it assumed they would have to give it back to you? Why would you have to be furious that you must return to
them? It's so clear. Let's say the case is that you were yotze with the Esrog already. So do you really need it back? You necessarily want it back? It's because you said it. That's how we know that you want it back.
I think most people would. Even if it's the second day, the third day, you probably want it back, yeah.
Why?
Because you want to do the rest of the days.
Oh, to do the next day, uh-huh.
To do the next day. Yeah, you still, even if it's not necessarily there in the rest of half a year, you still want to do it. You still want to do the mitzvah.
I hear.
It might not be as clear.
It's not as clear because it's not as necessary. And the fact is, even if he doesn't give it back to you, you can always borrow from someone else. It's not absolutely necessary. Yoni? I guess the Ikka case of Rava, I mean, the Gemara later on is going to say the first statement of Rava was actually wrong, so we don't want to be medayik from that statement. But the statement of Rava by Esrog, that holds, right? That's here, that's in Sukkah. So we're only medayik from that statement that we know that Rava made. It's an easier deal. Yaakov.
Is there a bit of a according to us, either with two people or with one person himself? I mean, like if two people out of tonight, like our case, or like what we thought according to Tosfos, our cases, that he just told them what was one side, but they knew what the other side was.
Okay.
It was clear, and like the case of Mem Tes where it wasn't Mucha, meaning like they said that he wasn't Pirish, but if it had been Pirish,
right,
then it would be good. Is that both intended to Mucha?
Yes. Tosis on Davav is saying that Esrog in the case on that Memtes is the same. That's the second category. That if he is Mefaresh, even if he doesn't formulate the Tanai properly, it's in Umdana de Muchach, that we know what his Das is. There is a Gilui Milsa. If there were a Gilui Milsa, which by Esrog there is, so then he doesn't have to formulate the Tanai properly. Exactly. Comes the Rashbam and offers a third approach. Right? A second answer. The Rush is not giving an approach, he's just saying that we're talking b'chai gavna, that he formulated the tanai properly. But the Ri says, no, there are certain situations where you don't need dinei tanai, you would not need a tanai kafel. So says the Rashbam, I have something else to say. There's certain situations that you don't need a tanai kafel. What's that? Rashbam piresh kabi esrog avanas lahachzir im echziro yotza lo echziro lo yotza the afagav to be in a tanai kafel hani mili be'issa. Shmuel was masakin in a get of a shchiv mirah, someone who was very close to his death. It may seem echolizet to make a tanai that the get should be chal only if I die from this sickness. A tanai, says the Rashbam, by getting the kiddush, and I understand you need to make a tanai, and the tanai needs tanai kafel, and has to be based on dinei tanai. It has to be formulated al pi dinei tanai b'nei god b'nei ruvein. It says the Rashbam, but I don't think by mammon you need tanai kafel. And Esrog is a case of mammon. You're giving your mammon to someone else, he should be yotze the mitzvah. There's up to Rashbam. The reason why he wasn't kofel the tanai is because it's not necessary. You don't have to be kofel the tanai by mammon, only by issa v'hetem. By getting the kiddushin, you need a tanai kafel, you need dinei tanai, formulated like the tanai b'nei god b'nei ruvein. But by mammon, you don't need dinei tanai. You don't need a tanai kafel. The Loni here of Rektaisus, I think the Rashbam is a Pele. The Kolt Nai Yalfinan Mibnei Garu Bnei Ruvain. Don't we learn all Dinei Atnoyim from Tanai Bnei Garu Bnei Ruvain? Hosam Dava Sheba Mammon. Bnei Garu Bnei Ruvain was Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, dividing up Nechasim, dividing up the land of Eretz Yisrael. That's Mammon. If you're learning Dinei Tanai from Tanai Bnei Garu Bnei Ruvain, don't you see from there that you need Dinei Tanoim B'dafka by Mammon? How can the Rashbam say that you need Mishpatei HaTanoim Dafka by getting the kiddushin by iser and not by mammon. The mocker of dinei tnai is from tnai b'nei got a beruven, and there we're talking about mammon. So isn't it clear? If you want to make a chilek, I would make a chilek in the opposite direction, that you would need dinei tnai by mammon and not by getting the kiddushin. But that's not true. You need by getting the kiddushin too. The Gemara say clearly by getting the kiddushin you would need dinei tnai. So what's the chilek of the Rashbam? Sach mamish pilei ploim. What's the chilek between getting the kiddushin as opposed to mammon? First of all. And secondly, Tosis Kasha, if the Mokar that you need Dinei Tanai Yisrael Tanai B'nei Gadav B'nei Reuven, and that was Mammon to divide up the Karka of Eretz Yisrael, so how can you say that you don't need Dinei Tanai Dafka by Mammon? Dafka by Mammon will more make that you don't need Dinei Tanai. It's Tach Ipcha Mistabra. Rashbam is Mamesh Pilei Plon. So some Achronim point out that maybe the Rashbam doesn't quite say what Tosis says he says. The Yeshua and the Rashash both suggest that if you look at the Rashbam in Bava Basra, he doesn't quite have such an extreme approach. Right? His formulation is not as extreme as Tosis presents it. What does the Rashbam in Bava Basra say? Kuflam et Zayin Amibes. Rashbam says, even though regarding Gittin we paskin like Rabbi Meir that you need tonight kafel. So asking Shmuel begitta the shchivim etc. Hani mili leinin Gittin vekidushin who the beina tonight kafel lechatchila lerav chadamilsa the alfinan mitnai bnei gadav bnei ruven miel legabi dini mamanes lo beina tonight kafel elagili daita ba'alma came the amram nashadach zireli. The Rashbam is going on Esrig. Right? The Gemara in Bava Basra quotes the Memor of Rava. So he says, this case is Mammon. So Davka, by Gittin Kaimelon Kirib Meir, Lechatchila, Lerav Chodemilsa, adds those words, Lechatchila, Lerav Chodemilsa, Kaimelon, that you need a Taikava by Gittin Vekidushin. But by Dini Mamanis, we paskin that lo be'ina tonight kafel. What's Rashbam saying? How do we really paskin? Do you need Dini tonight? Do you need tonight kafel or do you not need tonight kafel in general? He says, in general, we really paskin that you don't need tonight kafel. Who do we really paskin like? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, the other Tana in the Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph. By Gittin Vikidushin, we're machmir like Rabbi Meir Shita, right? Kaimelon Kerab Meir, lechumra, lechatchila, lerav chadamilsa. It's a veheta, getting the kiddushin. L'chumra, we paskin that you need tonight kafel by getting the kiddushin. Not me'ikir adin. Me'ikir adin, really, we paskin that you don't need tonight kafel. You shouldn't need any of the dinei tonight. We paskin against Rabbi Meir. L'chumra, l'rav chedemilsa, l'chatchila, by getting the kiddushin, we're machmir. Machmir. But really, you shouldn't need dinei tonight. So if that's the case, then Tosis Kasha is not a Kasha B'chlal. First of all, we ask, what's the chilek between getting Mekidushin as opposed to Mammon? It's not a chilek me'ikra adin, it's a chumra by getting Mekidushin. We're often machmer by getting Mekidushin. It's not such a pella. Me'ikra adin, we pass that you don't need my kafel, both by getting Mekidushin and by getting Mammon. But l'chumra, l'chatchila, we're machmer by getting Mekidushin. So it's not a shaila, why do we distinguish between getting Mekidushin as opposed to Mammon? We don't, me'ikra adin. L'chumra, what machna by getting kiddushin? Secondly, Tosis Kasha, what? How can you tell me that by mammon you don't need tonight kafel, but the mocker for tonight kafel is from tonight b'nei gadav b'nei ruvein? The answer is, you really don't need tonight kafel. We pass him like the other shita, that you don't need tonight kafel. The posuk was kofil it, because if it wouldn't be kofil, we think that they wouldn't get anything if they don't do what they're supposed to. But really, you don't need tonight kafel. So the whole shaila doesn't begin. You really don't need tonight kafel. There's no raya from tonight b'nei gadav b'nei ruvein because that's not a mokah that you need tonight kafel b'chlal. So if you read the Rashbam in Bava Basra, you get the impression that all the kashas they have against him, they're not really kashas b'chlal. There really is no chilek me'ikra in between getting mekidushin as opposed to mammon. L'chumra ba'alma will be machmer to require tonight kafel by getting mekidushin. That's all the Rashbam meant. That's not the way Tosfos thought the Rashbam understood, right? They had a different version of the Rashbam. That Me'ikra Adin, Rashbam is mechalik between Isser as opposed to Mammon, between Gittin Mekidushin as opposed to Mammon. Bemis is, it's not just the Rashbam. Who else has such a shita? Me'ikar Adin, there's a chiddush between Maman and Gittin Kiddushin. Who has that shita? Rabos of Shel. Haramba, right? The Rambam's Rebbeim. We have a lot from the Rambam's Rebbeim in this semester. They're featuring prominently. Rambam in Ilchas Chiyuv Matana, Paragimel Alocha Ches, quotes his Rebbeim. Rabosai Horu, Shein Tzorech Lichbo Latanai Lahakim Hein Lelav, Ela Begitin Vekidushin Bilvad. The Ein Ladover Zerayim. Rambam quotes from his Rebbeim that you don't need Dinei Atnoim except in Gittin Vekidushin. He says, and there's no raya to that. I don't see why that should be true. But that's what the Rebbeim say. Mamish like the Rashbam. The Rambam's Rebbeim say that Dinei Atnoim are necessary only by Gittin Vekidushin. But the Rambam says there's really no raya. So comes the Ravid and says, maybe there is a svara. Avo v'she'en raya ladover, zeche ladover, v'tam godol yesh ladover. Okay, maybe there's no raya. I can't bring you a raya from the sugya, but I'll give you a svara. Says the Ravid. I think the Rambam's Rebbeim are not so shver. I think the Rashbam, the way Tosfos on Daf Mem Tes quotes it, is not necessarily so shver. Me'ikar Adin, perhaps there is a chilik between Gittin Vekidushin as opposed to Mamin. What's the Tam Godel of the Ravid? Eichi Tochein, the Zem Mocher Karko, Nosno Va'omer, Eini Nosno O Mocher, Elem Ken Yasa Likach V'kach. How can it be that someone is going to sell his property? Yes, property. Hard earned property. And now he's going to sell the property. And he says, I'm only selling it on condition that that the person does such and such for me. V'notzi oso miyado, v'lo oso bo mashe hisnalav. And then we're going to take the property away from him, and the other individual didn't do what they were master. Reuven says, I'm willing to sell you my property, but I want you, I have two houses, I'm willing to sell you the second house, but I want you to shovel my walk. Every time it snows, I want you to shovel the walk. And the person doesn't shovel the walk, so he made a tonight that the property is sold only if he shovels the walk, only if he gives him Masayim's, you know, only if he does him a favor. He's going to pay him for the property, but only if he does him a favor, if he gives him an extra Masayim's, if he gives him, you know, the coat that he was looking for, whatever. He gives him some extra thing. He does him a favor. He's going to drive him to work every day. Then the person doesn't uphold the tonight. Would you think, is there a svara to say that this individual wanted to sell his property if the Kone doesn't uphold it tonight? Why did he make the tonight? Stummy made the tonight because he wants the person to fulfill it. And if he doesn't fulfill the tonight, then the Maisa should be batel, says the Ravid. By Momenus, it's the svar is that even if he wasn't called for the tonight, but he's serious about it, he really means it. And if you don't fulfill the tonight, then he means that the Maisa should be batel. Habul Gittin Vekidushin, says the Ravid, Umden Daito, who became in Shinosan Daito Lagarish Olakadesh. Einu ela kemaflik bedvarim. But by Gittin Vekidushin, since he gave his das to do the Gittin Vekidushin, now he's making a tnai to control the Gittin Vekidushin, to stipulate that it should only apply in certain circumstances. So up to Ravid, Einu ela kemaflik bedvarim. He's exaggerating. He's not so precise. The kirev hadas, the richuk hadas, Ein tnai moel bo lerachek ulekarev elo imkein chosko bekfelo v'chol ha inyonim shenispar shuba ki kulam chizuk hatnai heim ubin tovin, says the Ravid. Says by Gittin Vekidushin, once he was gomer das to do the Gittin Vekidushin, the tnai is just kemaflig bidvarim, maflig bidvarim, richuk hadas, kiruv hadas. Well, what do these words mean? Well, what's the Ravid saying? Seems to be saying that once you have the gemiras das for Gittin Vekidushin, so then the tanai is that he wants to get something extra out of the Gittin Vekidushin. But he's really serious to do the Gittin Vekidushin, whether the tanai is fulfilled or not. He's just maflig bidvar. Now he wants to divorce the wife, but he wants to get something out of her. So he says, Harei megereshes mimeni amenashetitni limasayim zuz. Does he really not want to divorce her? But he's not serious about the divorce? He wouldn't play games. If he's serious about the Gittin Vekidushin, he wouldn't play games over here. So he must really be serious about it. He was gomer daito to do the Gittin Vekidushin. But he's making a tanai because he wants it to be done the way that he wants it to be done. Right? He wants to cause her a little bit more tsar, as the Gemara Gittin says. He wants her to have to pay for it. Shouldn't do that, but that's his tanai. But is he really not serious about the Gittin if he doesn't give her Masayim Zuz? It's up to Ravid. Not necessarily. if he's kofa the Tanai, if he formulates the Tanai properly, then we know that he's very serious about this Tanai. He doesn't want the Gittin, the Gerishin, to go through unless the Tanai is fulfilled. But if he's not kofa the Tanai, then we assume that he really had a Gemir's Nas for the Gittin, the Kiddushin. It's just that he added the Tanai Liesis Se'es, meaning he wanted to get something out of this Gittin, the Kiddushin. But it's not like he doesn't have Das for the Gittin, the Kiddushin if the Tanai is not fulfilled. Right? So if he doesn't formulate the Tanai properly, then we can say Tanai Batalo Maisakai. By Dova Sheba Mamun, says the Ravid, the person is giving up his property. The Svara is that if he stipulates, he only wants to give up the property if the Tanai is fulfilled. This is his property. Right? He doesn't want to give up the property unless the Tanai is fulfilled. He doesn't have a Gemira's Das to give up the property unless the Tanai is fulfilled. But by getting the Kiddushin, Mistama, he has the Gemira's Das. So Mistama, he has the Gemira's Das. So what's the purpose of the Tanai? The purpose of the Tanai is Maflig Bidvarim. He's adding on the Tanai to the Maisa. But is he not serious about the Maisa unless the Tanai is fulfilled? No. But he still is serious. He's completely serious. Because if he's not completely serious, he wouldn't get involved. It's just Maflig Bidvarim. It's only Maflig Bidvarim. Then the Tanai has to be formulated properly. If it's not formulated properly, then we'll say Tanai Batul Maisakai. That's how the rabbi explains. Yes?
When he talked about the Didre Gittin by Tanai La'olam, nowhere did it come up that if the Tanai wasn't careful, he did not take it seriously. We just said it has to be a concept of krisis. It has to be a full severance. Now we're adding on that if it's not full, it's not krisis.
No, we're adding on that if it's not a Tanai Kofo, then the Tanai is not formulated properly. So if it's not formulated properly, then the whole Tanai is Bato. So then the Maisa would be Kayim without the Tanai. We don't even think about the Tanai. We don't even look at the Tanai. Once it's not formulated properly, the Tanai is like a zero.
By the Tanai La'olam case, we said the problem was that he said whether
that means if he formulated the Tanai properly, but it's a Tanai de La'olam, then there's something missing in the Chalos Gerishin. If the Tanai is formulated properly, so then it is a hold on the Maisa. It is a control on the Maisa. So once we have a control on the Maisa, then we have to figure out, is that control valid or not? If it's a Tanai de la Olam, then it's not that there's something inappropriate about the formulation of the Tanai. The problem is something inappropriate about the Chalos Gerishin then. It's right? If she's still like Ida Gabe, it's not Krisis.
So you quoted a line, the guy said that if you never return to Beis Avi,
right? Amashal Telkul Beis Avi la Olam.
The only problem there was the Olam.
Right.
I assume that was the proper given.
It must have been, right? As the Rush would say, it must be that he formulated the Tanai properly. Must have formulated the Tanai properly. Are you saying, what is Tosas going to say there? I'm not sure. Yeah. Pashup Shad is we assume that it was formulated properly. Okay, Tosas has his Yesod. The question is, does it really apply in all the cases? Is it an umdana de muchach in every case of the Gemara where it's not formulated properly? I don't know. I'm not sure. So comes the Raivan and says, I'll tell you what the chiluk between Gittin Kiddushin and Mamun is. By Mamun, he's not serious unless the Tanai is fulfilled. By Gittin Kiddushin, he is serious, even if the Tanai is not fulfilled. The Tanai is just maflig bedvarim, kirav adas, richuk adas. That has to be formulated properly. Bin Tovin, the Raivan challenges us to try to understand his chiluk. He says, think about it. That's really the chiluk. But he's not finished. Let's go back to that case. He's sensitive to whose kasha? Tosis kasha. Chalukas Eretz Yisrael is mamin, and yet there you need the dinei hatnoim. Lohaisa muchzekes biyad Yisrael. Ve'ino dama lekarka muchzek lo la'odem mirushaso o me'mekho. It wasn't muchzek Yad Yisrael. No one had a property part of Eretz Yisrael yet. They were getting it. This whole idea, says the Ravid, that by Mumin the person doesn't have Das unless the Tanai is fulfilled, that's if he's Muchzak Bekarka. To give up his Karka, to be Makna the Karka to someone else, if he's stipulating, then clearly his Das is only if the Tanai is fulfilled. Even if he doesn't have a Tanai Kofel, it's clear what his Das is. But that's only if it's Muchzak. Because Eretz Yisrael was not Muchzak. They were first getting it. So therefore, it's not like Mumin, and that's why they needed DNA tonight. It had to be formulated in a very specific way. What's the Ravid saying? Well, what's the deeper meaning behind the Ravid's pshat, the chiluk between Gittin and Kiddushin as opposed to Mammon? And what's his chiluk between Chalukas Eretz Yisrael as opposed to other Mammon? That is Mammon, so what's the difference? That's also Mammon. What, because it wasn't Muchzak B'yado, so somehow that's different? What's the chiluk? So the answer probably is that the Ravid is saying a yesod about Gittin and Kiddushin, which we saw previously from the Ran. The Gemara in the Dorim on Daf Pei Zayin is a famous yesod that we know in general. Toch kidei dibur kidibur dam. We had this at the beginning of the year. We're talking about Eidei Kiyum. We know generally toch kidei dibur kidibur dam. A person can be chozebo, he can retract if he has a mekach umemker. The toch kidei dibur shalom alecha Rebbe, 2-3 seconds. Comes the Gemara in the Dorim on Daf Pei Zayin. Says there are 4 exceptions. 2 of the exceptions where we don't say Tokhe Deidibra Kedibra Dami are Gittin V'Kiddushin. By Gittin V'Kiddushin, we don't say Tokhe Deidibra Kedibra Dami. You can't be Chozeba. Once you do the Kiddushin, you say Hariat Makudesh Asli, it's over. So the Ran there is troubled. What's the difference? The Gadev, Ovid Avodas Kochavim, the Kadesh, Megarish. Well, what's the difference? Why do you say in these cases that Tokhe Deidibra is Lav Kedibra Dami? That it's not a Hemshek. You don't have a Zchus Chazar. The Ran says, "The nira be'enai the b'shar milid lo chamiri kulei hai kisha adam osa osam lo bigmar daita hu osa." Person doesn't have a full gemiras das in other things like by mekach umemke. And lo daito she yochalach zebo tochidei libra, but his das is that he should be able to be chozebo. He doesn't have a full gemiras das until achakidei libra. He does it. But, you know, he wants to have a loophole. He wants to have the ability to be chozebo. That's in his das. He doesn't have a full gemir's das until after kidei dibur, until 2-3 seconds afterwards. Sometimes people do that, right? They do something and then they grab back. It's like they're not thinking completely. So that's true by mekach umemke, by mammon, says the Ran. Avalhani came in the chamiri kuleha, but these items, like getting the kiddushin, they're so chamor, ein odom oso somele bahaskomo gemuro. Person only does Gittin V'Kiddushin if he has Haskama Gemara, if he has a Gemiras Das, Shlema. Right? Gemiras Das Gemura. Redundancy, right? If he has a full Gemiras Das, Mishamachi Chazar Afilu Tochidei Dibur, Lama Hami. Says the Ran, the reason why Tochidei Dibur, Lav Kedibur Darim by Gittin V'Kiddushin is because the Das a person has by Gittin V'Kiddushin is much greater than by Mekach Umemke. People are very serious about getting the Kiddushin. Money is important, but getting the Kiddushin, this is sacrosanct. This is very, very significant. So no one's going to do a getting the Kiddushin unless he's absolutely dead serious. He doesn't get involved. So says the Ran, he has a full Gemiras Das, Miyad. He doesn't have the ability to be Chozebo L'Acha Kedei Dibur because he has a full Gemiras Das. The whole idea that normally by Mekach Umemke could be Chozebo L'Acha Kedei Dibur, that's because we assume he doesn't have a full Gemiras Das, B'Shas Maisa. He's leaving himself the out. You know, deep in his subconscious, he's thinking, if I want to be Chozebi, I'll be Chozebi 2 seconds afterwards. So he doesn't have a full Gemiras Das until 2 or 3 seconds afterwards. But by getting the Kiddushin, he has a full Gemiras Das from the beginning, because this is serious business. Serious business. I know it's strange, you know. We think that most people, Bisman has said, they take their money more seriously than they take their, you know, Isur. But that's not the way it should be. Getting the Kiddushin is much more serious. Change of status. That's a serious business. Money. Okay, it's money. Property. No. Right? So a person doesn't have a full Gemiras Das by money, but he has a greater Gemiras Das by getting the Kiddushin. So up the Ran, that's why he can't be Chozebo even Tokidei Dibur. L'chora, that's what the Ravid is saying as well. That because a person has a full Gemiras Das by getting the Kiddushin, what's it tonight? Maflik Bidvar. He wants to get something out of the Gerishin. He wants it to be done in a certain way. But if he's not serious about the getting the Kiddushin, he wouldn't get involved. He's really serious about the getting the Kiddushin. He really wants the Maisa, he wants the Chalos to take effect. But he throws in the Tanai. It's better for him if it happens in this way. But does he not have das for the Gittin V'Kiddushin if the Tanai is not fulfilled? So after Ravid, he does have das. He has das. because it's so serious. So if he didn't have a Gemara's Das, he would never get involved b'chalal. He wouldn't start b'chalal. With Tanai, without Tanai, he just wouldn't get involved. So if the Tanai is only mafli b'dvarim, if it's richak adas or kirv adas, it's just extra. It's not really part of his Das. If it's not really part of his Das, you can't say if the Tanai is not fulfilled, it's a tos. Just like tos but gufa mekach. Yayin v'nimtza chometz. Rachel v'nimtzeis Leah. Right? He wants to marry Rachel, and it turns out it's Leah. I mean, can you imagine such a circumstance that would happen? Right? Someone wants to marry Rachel, and then they switch her on him, and it turns out to be Leah. You've heard of such a... We've all heard of such a case, right? That's a tos. It's really a mekach tos. Right? Yaakov probably had to do another kiddushin because it was a mekach tos. He didn't expect to find Leah. Mekach tos, that's tos in the gufa mekach. Of course, that's chozer bo. Comes the rabbi and says, "But by getting the kiddushin, tos in the das, it's not a tos in the das. You can't say the tanai is not fulfilled. Oh, that's a tos in the das. Tos in the das is equal to tos in the mekach. By getting the kiddushin, no. By moment, yes." By moment, yes, because he doesn't have das. It's his Yerusha, it's his property that he made, that he owns. He doesn't have das to sell that property unless the tanai is fulfilled. But getting mekiddush is very serious business. So getting mekiddush is very serious business. He'd never get involved unless he really had das for the getting mekiddush. Ah, but he's making a tanai. I'm not telling you something. He's making a tanai. So why don't we just listen to what he says? Because the tanai is maflik bidvarim. It's extra. It's extra, not part of his ikadas. His ikadas is let's do the gittin. Let's do the kiddushin. But he adds to the das. Why not? Let's get the tanai fulfilled as well. But even if the tanai is not fulfilled, he still has das for the gittin kiddushin. So that's why you have to formulate the tanai properly. Because if the tanai is not part of the ikadas of the person, you can't call it a tos if the tanai is not fulfilled. The Maisa, he really has das for the Maisa. It's just that Tanai is some kind of external, some kind of extra thing that he's adding on. He's Mafla Bidvarim. So he can't add on an extra thing unless it's formulated properly. So you got to formulate it like the Tanai of Negar of Neruven. And if it's not formulated properly, then we'll say that Tanai Batal of Maisa Kaim. Because he always had das for the Maisa. Because by getting Vikidushin, there's always the Gemira's das. So this could be the Hemshech of the Rabbi. What does the Rabbi say? Lucas Eretz Yisrael, they weren't muchzik in the parts of Eretz Yisrael that they were going to get. So therefore, what is that? That's not mammon. What does he mean? L'chora, what he means to say is, by mammon, the reason why he doesn't have to formulate his tanai properly is because we say that the tanai is part of his ikar das. He doesn't have das to go through with the mekach u'memkar unless his tanai is fulfilled. So if the tanai is not fulfilled, it's like a tos. Tos and das, by momen, the Ravid says, is like a tos in the gufa mekach. But that's only if he's muchzik in the property. If he's muchzik in the property, he's holding onto the property, so, you know, he feels connected to his property. Right? People don't like to give up things that they own. So if he's already muchzik in the property, then we understand that his das is only to sell it if his tanai is fulfilled. Because Eretz Yisrael, they weren't muchzik in the property. They were excited that they were going to get property, but they weren't muchzik yet in the property. So what? They only were willing to go through with the deal with Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven if they fulfilled the tanai? No. It's like they had a full Gemira's Das. It's like getting the Kiddushin. Not because it's like getting a kiddushin that they have a full gemira's das, since it's so chomer, fakert. It's that it's like getting a kiddushin they had a full gemira's das because they didn't have an attachment to the karka yet. They don't have an attachment to the karka yet, then it's not mammon. The reason why by mammon we assume that we listen to his tanai and whether he has dinei tanai or doesn't have dinei tanai doesn't matter. That's because he has an attachment to his karka. If he's muslik in the karka, he has an attachment to the karka, so we assume he's never, if he says a tanai, even if he doesn't formulate properly, he never wants to give up his karka unless that tanai is fulfilled, because he has an attachment to the karka, so he doesn't have full das unless the tanai is fulfilled. Because Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have an attachment to the karka yet, they didn't get it yet. So if they didn't get it yet, they didn't have an attachment, then they'd be willing to go through with the mice. Right? They'd give B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain Eretz Gilad, even if they didn't fight in Eretz Yisrael. And are they so hung up on this? They weren't so hung up on it because they didn't yet own the karka. So if you don't yet own the karka, you don't have an attachment to the karka, Efshir you could say that the person is willing to go through with the chalos, with the maisa, even if his tnai is not exactly fulfilled. That's why even though we learn, right, we learn the formulation of a tnai, dine tnoim from B'nai God to B'nai Ruvain, because that's not like mammon. It was mammon, but because they weren't muchzik in their mammon, it's really more similar to getting the kiddushin as opposed to mammon. By mammon, a person is muchzik in his money, is muchzik in his karka, so then if he mentions the tnai, we know what his das really is. But there, they weren't muchzik in the mammon yet. So that's why they needed dinei tnaim in order to make the tnai strong enough that it can be mevatel the maisa if the tnai is not fulfilled. Question.
Chachamim use the Ran against the Rabbi that since someone would take Kiddushin so seriously that anything they add to the Kiddushin obviously really wants more so than Mammon, than by Mammon, you're just adding, so why not get more out of this bill than I would? But by Kiddushin, and Gittin, since it's so much more serious, if you add it tonight, you really want it tonight because you thought about it and you put a lot of thoughts into it.
I think the Rabbi is not saying that way because basically, what is serious over here? The Chalos getting the Kiddushin. So if you have a serious chalos getting the kiddushin, you're going to be playing games over here. You're not going to have das just because the tnai wasn't fulfilled. For the 200 zuz, you're going to hold up the gerushin for 200 zuz. Really? You really did what?
So you're just putting the tnai in for fun? Machlek
bidvarim. Yeah, he wants to gain a little bit more.
So he's playing games either way. They're actually.
No. He's serious about the Gerushin, but while he's going through with the Gerushin, he figures, let me also gain something. I'm going to go through with the Gerushin. I want to divorce her. But while I'm divorcing her, let me be Mitzayah her. That's what the Gemara says. He's doing it because he wants to be Mitzayah her. So he has an extra motivation to make a tonight. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't have full das for the Gerushin. If he doesn't have full das for the Gerushin, the tonight is not going to help him here. He doesn't want to divorce his wife just because he gets 200 zuz. Why would he go through with the Gerushin? He must have full das for the Gerushin, but he just wants to gain a little bit more. That's the maflig bitvarim that the Rabbi says. So if you want to just gain a little bit more, that extra gain has to be formulated properly, and if not, it's going to be bought. That could be what the Rashbam means, the way Tosas brings him down, not the Rashbam that we have. The Rashbam we have is just could be just a chumra ba'alma by getting the kiddushin. Maybe me'ikra demi paskin, but you don't need dinay tonight. But lechumra ba'alma le'rav chadamilsa lechatchila by getting the kiddushin, you need a tonight kafel. But the Reis says me'ikra din the Rashbam holds that there's a chila between getting the kiddushin and mammon. So you could explain the way the Ravid is saying. That there is a full Gemir's Das by getting the Kiddushin, but not by Mammon. Right? There's a full Gemir's Das by getting the Kiddushin, even without the fulfillment of the Tanai. So that's why you have to formulate the Tanai properly, because if not, then it can't be an external block on the Chalos. But by Mammon, forget about it. By Mammon, if he's Muchzik in his Mammon, he doesn't have Gemir's Das for the Mekach Lememka, unless his Tanai is fulfilled, because he's very serious about this. Without the Tanai being fulfilled, he never would want to give up his property. Yes?
Who's the
Rabbi
passing like Rabbi
Hanina
or the
Tanakama? The
Tanakama,
Rabbi Meir.
So Rashbam, though, is passing like Rabbi Hanina, so they disagree about that.
Not the Riz Rashbam. Riz Rashbam passes like Rabbi Meir, that you need a Tanai Kofel, but he's saying you only need Tanai Kofel by getting the Kiddushin, Chalukah Seretz Yisrael, anything that's not, that you're not Muchzik in Mammon. Paskening like Rabbi Meir that you need a Tanai Kofel, but you only need a Tanai Kofel by getting the Kiddushin, not by Mammon.
The Pnei Yeshua is, I guess,
Pnei Yeshua is different. Yeah, Pnei Yeshua is different. The Pnei Yeshua and the Rashash say that Tosis misunderstood the Rashba. I'm trying to explain the Rashba according to Tosis, and that's how the Ravid seems to be saying, right? The Rambam's Rebbeim are saying the same as the Rashbam. Me'ikar Adin, there's a chilik between Gittin Mekidushin and Mammon. So how can you explain the chilik between Gittin Mekidushin and Mammon according to Rabbi Meir, right? Me'ikar Adin is a chilik. So that's what the Ravid says. It's a function of whether you have a full Gemira's Das if the Tanai is not fulfilled. What's the response? Let's have a question. Okay, Yaakov. Yeah, later. What's the response to the Ravid? What do you think the answer to the Ravid would be?
Well,
What is the response to the Ravid? He seems to have a good svar. I know we're not so convinced that his svar is correct, but I think if you ponder it a little bit, he has a svar that can make sense. Certainly his svar by Dine Mamanis makes sense, Ellie. Right? His svar by Dine Mamanis that you don't need Tanai Kofel because it's so much a part of the das of the individual, that really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Person doesn't want to sell his field unless the Tanai is fulfilled. He feels attached to his karka. If he makes a Tanai, if he's master in the Mekach HaMekar, doesn't that mean that that's part of his das, and if the Tanai is not fulfilled, then he doesn't really want to go through with it? The equation that the Ravid drew by Dine Mominis seems to be correct, that das, a toos in the das is like a toos in the Guf HaMekach. So why do I need Tanai Kofel Bichlal? If he's Mefarish, if he tells us what he wants, even if he doesn't formulate it properly, but we know what his das is, and once we know what his das is, what's the problem? If the das is not fulfilled, the Tanai is not fulfilled, that's like a toos in his das. Toos in das is like toos in Guf HaMekach. Everyone would say Yaya v'nimtza chom, it's Rochel v'nimtza's Leia, that's Botel, even if he doesn't say a Tanai Kofel. So too over here, by Mominus, even if he doesn't have a Tanai Kofel. That chelik of the Raiv Ataka sounds good, seems to make sense. So how can you disagree with that? The Rambam seems to disagree with it. Right? The Rambam would say that by Dine Mominus, you need Tanai Kofel also, right? That's why the Rambam argues with the Rebbe. Why? Why should you need Tanai Kofel by Dine Mominus? Isn't that part of the Das? Isn't that part of the individual's Das? Reb Chaim and Reb Shimon Shka both suggest the following yisod. Reb Chaim is quoted in the Birkas Shmuel in Bava Metzia, Siman Lamed Zayin. But they both, Reb Shimon and the Shari Yosha has it too, they both suggest the following yisod. That you have to understand what a Tanai is. Tanai milsa achriti. That's the Lashon that they use. Tanai milsa achriti. It's the Lashon that the Rosh in a Tshuva uses. Tosek Suba seems to say like this. Tanai milsa achriti. Tanai is an external block. Even by Mamas. Tanai is an external block on the mice. It's not part of the mice. It's an external block on the mice. It's a milsa achriti. The Chiddush HaTorah is that you can be mevatel the ma'aseh through a Tanai. I would have thought, without the Chiddush HaTorah of Tanai b'nei Gadol b'nei Reuven, I would have thought it's impossible to be mevatel a ma'aseh with a Tanai. You've done a ma'aseh. You can't make a Tanai to be mevatel the ma'aseh. The fact that you can be mevatel a ma'aseh through a Tanai if the Tanai is not fulfilled, that's a Chiddush HaTorah. Because I never would have thought so. And because it's a Chiddush HaTorah, it has to be formulated properly. Because if not formulated properly, then I don't have a proper break. Rabbi Willard used to say that if someone drives a car, right, his foot is on the accelerator, so if he presses on the brake at the same time, it's not a good idea to press on both the gas and the brake at the same time, but if you were to do that, right, if you press on the accelerator and the brake at the same time, what happens? The car stops. Right? It might rev up, but it's not going to go anywhere. When a person does a maisa, he sets a car into motion. He sets something into motion, you press on the accelerator. If you put on a Tanai, right? If you add a Tanai to the Maisa, what you're doing is you're applying a brake to the car. What happens if your brakes don't work properly and your foot is on the accelerator? You might want to stop that car, you know, from today until tomorrow. It ain't going to stop. It's going to be going out of your control. That's what a Tanai is. A Tanai is a set of brakes, but you better make sure your brakes are oiled properly. You better make sure that your pads are changed. I have a little experience with this. Right? You better make sure that your brakes are up to snuff before you head out in the snow. Because if your brakes aren't good and your foot is on the accelerator, you're not going to be stopping. If your Tanai is not formulated properly, since it's an external brake on the gas, it's not internal to the gas, right? The gas is a separate pedal. If you don't have the right brakes, if it's not formulated properly, your Tanai is not formulated properly, your Maisa is going to be Kayam. Tanai Batel Maisa Kayam, because the Maisa is independent of the Tanai. Tanai is Milsa Achriti. It's an external brake on the Maisa. So you have to ensure that your tanai is formulated properly, even by mamonis. You have to ensure that your tanai is formulated properly in order for it to be able to stop the mice. That's the mechanism that they suggest. But we have to understand, why is that true? Why is the tanai external? Shouldn't we say it's just a toast? If his das is not fulfilled, so that should just be considered a toast? If it's a toast, so then even if I don't formulate it properly, right? If it's a toast, I shouldn't have to formulate it properly. I didn't have das for the mice. So if I didn't have das for the mice, why shouldn't the mice be bottle? Why should I say it's just a milsachrit? It's external? It's external to the mice? And if I don't formulate it properly, my mice is flowing, my chalos is going to occur, and there's no way to stop it. Why should that be true? Why should that be true? So take a look at the Tshuvas HaRosh. Take a look at Tos and Ksubis. Try to learn up the sugi a little bit, and we'll compare notes.